Ladies, you're on in 1 minute. Are you ready?
Okay, okay. Have you seen my powder? Where is my lipstick?
I can't find my pumps.
Oh, they're over there.
Thanks, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Then let's do this. The world is waiting.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, TalkZone presents That's What I'm Talking About. This is the show that takes it to the next level on today's current events, issues, and topics. It's talk radio designed to educate, enlighten, empower, and offer information, ideas, and inspiration for daily living. Here are your hosts for That's What I'm Talking About, Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd.
All right, I've got the powder. I've got the lipstick, but where are the false eyelashes? I can't talk to you if I can't blink my eyes at the microphone. This is Cassandra McShepherd. I am here with my co-host, Silver Ray Fox. And we are,
because we're both hosts of this show.
Silver, as I've said about you before, it's becoming painfully clear. You really want to kick something or kick somebody.
I'm kicking everything to the curb that gets in my way of any obstacle or anything that gets in my way of getting me to the next level in whatever I'm getting
But I'm suspicious at this underlying aggression, because today we're kicking bad habits.
Yes, we are.
I'm thinking that's a good thing, though. That's not a bad thing to kick. So how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Have you seen my false eyelashes?
Yes, a lot of times. Usually you are batting them at someone.
Well, now, that's what they're for. Don't get it twisted. That's exactly what they're for. No, seriously. As a matter of fact, we have to ask our expert, very, very, very good friend of both of ours, Sunday Muniz of Nutritional Designs, whether false eyelashes are hazardous to your eyeball health. Do they jack up your eyeballs? I'm just checking.
Well, you know, I've really never had an issue with them before.
But see, you have the long,
okay,
sweeping lashes, the kind of lashes that,
yeah,
will, like, speak to the person at the far end of the room. Mine are microscopic. If I don't get a little help from my friends, no, seriously, nothing you've ever heard about the glue that could seep into them?
No, I haven't. I think it's going to be individual.
Good. So. Oh, the individual lashes? No, just joking. I'm sorry. We are so not going to do that today. What are we doing today?
Well, this is a great show, and the other voice you hear is Sunday Muniz, and she's a good friend and has been a great radio friend and guest to us for a long time. Mm-hmm. It goes back, 5 years
it
now?
It does. Yeah.
And we can always depend on her to bring us some exciting, up-to-date information on what's going on with health and nutrition. And she's always, the thing I've always said about Sunday is that you can't ask her anything that she doesn't have a really great answer to. So we're excited to have her here share some information. Welcome to That's What I'm Talking About once again, Sunday.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I'm so happy to be with you guys again.
And so are we. So are we.
We used to do, because I've got control issues.
Do you?
I do.
What do you want to control?
Everything. but one of my frustrations is that I have not figured out how to control time. And I know that you and Sunday some years ago were coming up with a pill. Sunday, who is a pharmacist and just knows the everything of the everything, was going to develop a pill for me to turn back time. And so, since we couldn't get that, we would always talk with Sunday Monday. So we could do that. At least I could control that or have that delusion of control over time. We would always talk with Sunday Muniz on a Monday.
I have to make a confession to you. I didn't tell Sunday this last night, but when she and I talked yesterday evening, we were talking about the possibilities of hooking up and coming in here together. And I said, Sunday, I can't possibly ask Cassandra to get in earlier because she would need that 7 witch pill.
Not if you wanted me to have clothes on.
I'm not even talking makeup.
I'm talking
there's
clothes.
Just no way. Didn't I?
I told me that. Yes, that's what Pat said.
It ain't going to happen. Sorry. I'm just not that kind of girl. I'm just not. It's not. There is no such thing as 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. public 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. But okay. But let us move on. Optimum.
You didn't tell us how you're doing.
I've got my false eyelashes. I'm not there. No, I really don't have on false eyelashes. That's not what you see. I'm doing well. I am doing very, very well. And I am so loving this conversation today because it is absolutely what I believe in and what I believe in doing this whole optimum wellness and health. Because I think it's a choice that we make.
It's all choice.
I think it's a place that we enter into our subconscious and we embrace that, recognizing that optimum health and wellness is a possibility, is a destination.
Right, right.
And so, you know, my everyday is trying my best to get over myself because, you know, I have issues. So it's my everyday is spent with trying my best to get ahead of my issues so I can embody and embrace this place of optimum health and wellness. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, well, that's a good plan, though.
I'm thinking.
That's a good plan. And
they
that's
call the cops on me when I don't get that done.
Oh, Lord.
Come get her!
If we hear any sirens, we'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I knew this topic was kind of close to your heart, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard you on the air talking with various people about health-related issues often, and it certainly is something that we can never miss bringing some more and better information to people. And it's significant, too, and Sunday, I'd like your thoughts and ideas on this right now with all the big healthcare thing going on and how we're trying to get that move through so that everybody can get what they need when they need it. What's your take on that right now?
Well, I think we're going to find that it's going to be a little hard to get everything we want when we need it. So I think that what's going to happen is people are going to have to take a lot of initiative.
Proactive.
To really maintain their health. I think what this is all going to eventually lead us to, I mean, this is going to take this is a process.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to end up having to become more proactive about our health. And we've very much been putting all of that to the side till we absolutely have to. And I think this is going to steer us in this direction. I think what I do for a living is going to become a greater and greater demand.
Yes.
As people have to stay well instead of waiting for illness to come around.
Now, when you say do what I do, why don't you give people a little more insight about what it is you do? I know we know sort of a narrow scope. You're
right.
A businesswoman, you're a pharmacist, right. You're a nutritional.
Supreme pharmacist.
She
knows, she knows the everything of the everything. The intricacies of the everything. How about that?
I know you do a lot of speaking and seminars and things like that. So why don't you just get us in the loop with what's been going on?
Well, you know, I'll just kind of, you know, even just backtrack all the way to where I came from and how I got to this place. And, you know, I've been a pharmacist for over 20 years, and I tell everybody that I believed everything they taught me when I came out of pharmacy school.
Okay.
And then I needed help myself. And then I sat around and I thought, you know, I know what they're going to do. I know if I go in and seek treatment, I know what I'll be prescribed. And everything about me was going, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And here I, every day, was convincing people to do what they're supposed to do, take this like you're supposed to, and here are the side effects. And here I was on that other side, and now I didn't want those.
Yeah.
So it was very personal.
Why did you not want that? Because, I mean, you said you believed.
Right.
Was it an intuition?
It was a fact that I knew that if I went on, it would be on for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it was, why can't I just correct what changed?
Yes.
Get myself back on track because my body knows what it needs and where it needs to be.
Now, is your body special or does everybody?
Everybody's body is special.
Just
and everybody's
checking.
Got to find their own way because everybody is unique.
Right.
We've got some basic, you know, things that we're similar in, but we're still all very unique. Life's led us in a particular direction. So here I was, and I have a beautiful, and same story I always give everybody, I have beautiful twin boys, they're now 16, and I tell everybody that they took every nutrient out of my body and left me with nothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know I just have to correct this and I'll be back on track. So that's what basically started my journey, and it's been, 16 years and coming, and Now, literally, I do, I am a pharmacist still, a practicing pharmacist. I own a pharmacy also because I believe in integration of the systems,
yes,
which is really where healthcare will go, is integration and understanding of how to use different modalities to get well, using everything that's in our grasp.
Yeah.
I do also, on a very regular basis, every single day, help people understand and muddle through the world of nutrition, not just diet, but supplementation and how to use things properly, how they can use them correctly with their medications, how they can use things correctly with maybe a diagnosis that they have. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I love to spend time with people who don't have any issues yet but want to stay healthy. Unfortunately, yeah, that's not the majority of people I see.
Why are you looking at me?
It's your eyelashes.
People who don't have any issues, however, I can't find one, and she's looking right at me.
I think what I heard you say, though, that's really exciting in the whole thrust of where we're going with this today, and that's what I meant when I titled the show Treat Yourself Well, because we can treat ourselves to a level of wellness.
Oh, sure.
And you did that by paying attention, and that's something that I want all of us to emphasize today, is pay attention to your body.
Mm-hmm. That's telling
pay
you.
Pay attention, because it does
absolutely
tell us things to do and things not to do, and most of it we don't do, and
right,
most of the time we don't obey it. But it really works, and I believe what you just said is that we're going into that place with health care and our own self-care, where we are going to embrace better nutrition, I believe, more than ever, because it just makes sense.
Well, if we are going to continue to use the word health care, that's
yeah,
ultimately what it is. It's not sick care. Unfortunately, kind of a lot of what we do is sick care, and it's not health care. So it has to change.
Yeah.
We have a list of 10 bad habits or
must-dos.
Kicking yeah, things that Silver wants to do. She always wants to kick something. But
I want to kick those butts, that's for sure.
Do you have a pill for that? We do have a list of 10, but and I want to say again, as Silver said, what she heard, and it just rang in my head also, and I think it is so powerful. It is actually the second thing on the list, but I want to talk about that also. And I stopped you jokingly and asked, was your body special or does everybody? and because I knew what you would say.
Right.
And
right,
the reality is, no matter even what state of health you find yourself in, I believe that if the body is still functioning, it is trying its best to heal itself, is it not?
Everything your body is doing is trying to protect you.
Yes.
I even tell people fat is a protection mechanism for your body.
So I don't have to lose.
Not necessarily what that means, but
it's
trying to protect you. That
yeah,
is its job. It is all it is focused on doing is doing everything for you.
Yeah.
And so when it gives you little symptoms of little things, it's telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of understanding that. I have lots of respect for different medicine practices in the world, especially like Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes.
And what they have spent thousands of years, because they are thousands and thousands of years old, is really understanding how to tell what the body is communicating, even
yes,
to diagnose what's happening in the system. And they use very simple things. They look at you, every part of you, your nails, your eyes.
Is speaking, is it not?
Yes. It's telling you everything.
Yes. Yes.
And then from there, they also do something amazing like listen to your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because your emotions also communicate information on different issues, different organ systems that
wow,
are starting to move and correct. I'm doing a lot more of this now since I've been on a show with you two wonderful ladies. So it really tells us everything.
Yeah.
So you have to pay attention and listen. So emotions aren't just something that we need to push away. They're
no,
telling us a lot of information about you.
See, now you know that is my playground.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about emotions to communicate your state of being, I'd like to backpedal a little further and
sure,
talk about
sure,
emotions creating your state of
oh,
being.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, I mean, I think mm-hmm, about people who just can't find any peace anywhere or with anyone, and everything's always wrong,
right,
are oftentimes people who have chronic headaches, backaches, or things like that. And
mm-hmm,
and I think that certainly Western medicine to my knowledge, other than what, like Prozac, has not created a pill to antidote that situation.
Right.
But the real work, in my thinking, is what's really eating you. What to really get behind yourself and question those feelings that you don't even think you can keep from having.
Right. Well, it's a such a multifaceted thing here, because you've got your conscious self.
Yes.
And then you've got your subconscious and unconscious.
Yes.
And the communication systems between the two are totally different. So if you come to me and you present with a headache and backache,
right.
Do you know what my initial thought's going to be? Your kidneys are off.
Really? Yeah.
Because in Chinese medicine, they consider the connection to the brain for the kidneys is profound. So
yes.
The bones are definitely linked into the kidneys, and so is the marrow. Well, that's part of the brain.
Yes.
And so headache, backache are all linked to a low kidney energy. Doesn't mean they're failing you. I tell people this all the time. You're going to pass our tests with flying colors. It doesn't mean it's a failing system. It means it's a struggling system.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do some things to respect those guys and get them back online. It's a wonderful, simple process to listen to what the body's telling us. And only way is going to be you starting to listen.
Just an aside question before we move into our top 10 must-dos to what you just said about the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something then that could be dietary that could cause them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because everything is intertwined and connected. And I'm a very, very big believer in pH of the body, which is the acid-alkaline balance of the body. And that is very diet-driven.
Yeah.
And so the kidneys, if the pH is on track, the kidneys are happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if the diet's in a better place, the kidneys are in a better place, and the liver's in a better, and it just goes on and on.
Well, I think that that's going to make going into number one real exciting.
Exactly.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Because I don't think typically we're not talked to in the manner that we're taught to understand things like you're talking about. Well, if I eat this, then this is going to make this happen, perhaps with my kidneys or
right.
my liver
right.
or
right.
my heart. If I eat this particular thing or
right.
if I eat that, I think we're told that there are things that are healthy and there are things that are not. And, you know, sugar is bad and salt is bad and all of that. But I think if we can bring more clarity to and we know, if, you know, the pH balance is going to be thrown off or that's going to affect my emotions in this way or that way, if we start to pay more attention to that, having that kind of knowledge of our own bodies, we might really be well on the way to a lot more wellness and a lot more weight loss.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fine tuning for yourself, just where your body's telling you. I know this can be very, well, some people just don't maybe want to. It's too much. It's too confusing. Oh my gosh. Now I got something else new to learn. And I understand that, but you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You start with the basics. Just understanding, we know what to do. We know what to do.
The body does know, doesn't it?
It does. It so knows.
Do this for me, because I think about it, as I listen to even the exchange between the two of you just now, I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, what is optimum health? How would that be described? Is that relative? Is it different?
It's different for each individual, I think, what specifically they're looking for.
Then can you give kind of, because my thing is always, yeah, so where's the cheesecake? But I say that because what is the payoff? I think about people who are always tired, who are mm-hmm. listless, who are mm-hmm. sluggish, who are foggy in their thinking, who have aches and pains, especially as the birthdays continue to mount. But and I, when I think about what I know optimum health can be, and it's not age specific.
No.
You can overcome so many of the things that you attribute to just another birthday. So before we take this break that we've got coming up, can you give us just an expectation or a nutshell definition of what people have to look forward to if they take on the responsibility of optimum health for themselves or wellness?
I think it's a quality of life factor. But this is just what I envision for myself.
Yes.
When you look throughout history and throughout every culture, women older women, mm-hmm. much older women, were highly revered mm-hmm. and highly respected.
I've been trying to tell them.
I know. And highly.
Listen to me.
And, you know, we were very much considered leaders yes. of, you know, of our, not just our families, but, you know, even tribes. So it was beautiful. And now we think we're those crazy ladies over there because yeah. they can't think straight and all those type of things. So
and then
I,
there's the cats, but go.
right? Chasing the eyelashes around the house. But yeah, it's that, I think that whole idea of I want to be able to offer for my children and my grandchildren all the things that I've learned over life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an amazing gift that you can give. And if you have just a little bit of enough goal to get something like that done for your family, oh, I mean, you can achieve that. Mm-hmm. You have to find your way. It's tough, but we're starting here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of finding our way, we're going to find our way to a break, but we will be back. Now, if you have a question or a comment, are you living in optimum health and are you well? That's what I want to know. 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-463-6748. Silver Ray Fox and I will be back with Sunday Munez of Nutritional Designs and Pharmacy on the other side. This is TalkZone.com.
Hey, listen. Seriously, listen Wednesdays at 12 noon right here at TalkZone.com. I'm Silver Ray Fox. Join Cassandra McShepherd and me for some midday fun and entertainment. It's about life. It's about people. It's about places. It's about being positive. We've taken it to another level. We're in the zone. That's what I'm talking about. Wednesdays, 12 noon Central Standard Time on the Internet's number one venue for quality talk programming, TalkZone.com.
Stressed out at work and yet still like your job? You need a remedy to release the stress? Go to my website, percent.com. That's www.perc-ent.com and download our workbook. Work makes me sick. Prescribe something quick for only $12. Download it, start using the exercises, and begin reducing your stress today.
You can overcome your stagnant situation. You can free yourself from unhealthy relationships. You can achieve your heart's desire. You can be healthy, wealthy, and happy. As a matter of fact, you paint your life's canvas, and you can do it in color. This is what I know so far. 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Available now on Amazon.com.
Disaster victims need your help today. Throughout the United States, disasters are destroying homes and devastating lives. Disasters like the recent hurricanes. You can help victims of disasters by supporting the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. This fund enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to victims of disasters. Make a $5 donation. Text the word GIVE to the number 24357.